It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. That's me. You test.
Oh my God. What? Are you auditioning for Sesame Street?
Yes. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. That's me. You go.
Oh my God.
I can't hear you.
Why don't we have headphones anymore?
Why do we need headphones? We don't take calls. We're right next to each other.
But I just like them.
Here's the deal. Real quick, we couldn't get a podcast out last week. We're sorry. I know how people depend
Boo-hoo.
On it. I know how people, you know, sit back, they wait. Hey, guess what? It's time for My Wife Hates Me podcast. Sorry we missed out last week. Very busy, traveled, a lot going on. Also,
a lot going on.
This week, there's a lot going on, so we're getting this in. We're getting it in for you guys. And us too, and us. We get a lot out of it. We get to air out some of our differences, and you guys get to hear them. And then we get some tweets. Hey, you were right. She was right. You both were right. That's what we like. We like how we all work together. Now this week,
my
Thursday,
fans don't weigh in.
Neither is
they
mine.
They know I don't give a shit. Once I do the podcast, I erase it from my memory.
Okay.
People come up and say, "Hey, remember you talked about that?" No, I don't.
Well, let me get this out. This Thursday, one night only.
Uh-oh.
One night only. I am at Good Nights.
Thursday the what?
23rd, I think. What's today? Today is,
I don't know.
I think today's the 20th.
Yeah, the 22nd is Wednesday.
Yeah, so the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
One night only.
Mm-hmm.
Good Nights Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that Friday and Saturday, I'll be headed to Wilmington, North Carolina, to the Dead Crow Comedy Club. I'm going to tape my fifth CD that week.
There's a comedy club called Dead Crow?
Yeah, it's supposed to be cool. Kindler just worked there. Who else? I mean, it's a cool club.
Well, if Kindler worked there.
Yes. So
it is only the highest quality.
That's 24 and 25 at the Dead Crow. I'm going to tape my fifth CD, my other CD, 141 IQ, sometime in July will be up on iTunes finally, and then the new CD will probably go up on iTunes in September.
Does Todd Glass work there?
I don't know.
You didn't ask him last night?
I don't know, but it was a pleasure working with him last night. We'll get into what we did last night after we get through this.
Sorry, now, I got ahead of myself.
Can you be real? Can you be real?
No.
We missed
if
a week.
If I'm being real, I'm cutting myself.
We missed a week.
Right. That's why I'm in a little bit of a good mood.
We have to pick it up.
I rejuvenated slightly.
We have to pick it up.
Filled up.
Pick it up.
With life.
Okay, I'm not in a good mood myself.
Why?
I have the shanks. I lost my golf swing.
You got the shanks?
I lost my golf swing again.
Oh, boy.
I just went for a lesson. I can't hit a ball. I went from 78 to I can't hit a ball.
How much longer?
I'm taking the club inside instead of, you know, golfers now. I'm taking it inside, and it feels so weird and uncomfortable to do it the right way, to take it up.
Do you know what I hear when you're talking about your golf swing?
What do you hear? But I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people that play golf. I'm taking it. I can't hit a ball. I'll get it back.
These people don't play golf.
A lot of them play golf.
No.
One guy does, I know. All right. Now let's. Now this is important. What Bonnie's going to read to you. This is how this is going to work. This whole.
I was
going
to pretend
podcast.
Not to be reading it, but I guess now they know. Cat's out of the bag. I'll be reading it.
Well, because
this is not coming off the top of my head.
But this is how.
Hey, we've got great news, Rich, about the Riotcast podcast. What? My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Oops. What is it?
Oh, see.
So
I
you got to read it.
I should just read it.
Read it clearly, slowly, so they understand what's going on.
My
please.
Wife Hates Me app and premium. I don't know if you're supposed to read that part.
Every fucking thing that's on the paper, read it.
Okay. We've got great news at Riotcast about the My Wife Hates Me podcast. First, we are excited to announce an exclusive My Wife Hates Me app for both iOS and Android that is available right now.
You think you're fucking funny?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to do it right, but you're like, I don't know what, how.
Just read like you were reading to Raina. Read
this
it.
This is how I do it. I put a lot
that's
of
why we don't
expression
have any
in my voice.
Okay, let me explain something to you real quick. And then we'll
she got on. A very good report card. I'm
can I explain something to you?
What?
We don't have sponsors. We don't have.
I know. So that's, I could say Hitler all through this if I wanted. Well, nothing can happen.
What
nothing
I'm saying
bad
is,
can happen. Rob Sprant sent me an email, said, say what you want. Put it in your own words. AIDS, 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 AIDS.
I want to. Listen, this is how we can make a little bit of money to pay for this besides them going to Amazon.richvoss.com. When they buy something on Amazon, Amazon.
Did you ever get a check for that yet?
No. Amazon.richvoss.com. Now go ahead, read this.
We've been doing this podcast for 4 years, right?
Never asked for anything.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I mean, we have. We asked them to buy my book. We asked them to buy your CD.
Yes.
We asked them to like
I know,
come to
support.
Our shows. We ask a lot.
No, there's people with fucking podcasts.
But some of them have not done anything. If you haven't done anything yet, you motherfuckers.
Kevin Brennan has a donation
button.
Listen
to us for free, you fucking faggots.
Some of them have donation buttons.
If you really are gay, I'm sorry.
Some of them have donation
buttons. That's for the non-gays. What?
Some of them have donation buttons. We don't have a donation. We don't want donations. Do we?
No.
No. We want them either to buy our product, listen, come to a show, buy your book.
Okay, well, let me just tell what they can do. They want to support us.
Yeah. The 15-year-old fucking email me, how is this going to work?
Well, because people were like, hey, all the podcasts aren't available anymore.
Well, we're going to have 10, so.
Okay.
All right.
We've got great news at Riotcast about the My Wife Hates Me podcast. I like the idea that, like, people are just sitting around Riotcast, like, we've got great news at Riotcast. Like, there's, like, a whole, like, office building. Oh, wait, time to talk about the My Wife Hates Me podcast. Hey, guys, I've got great news. First, we're excited to announce an exclusive My Wife Hates Me app.
Where can you find it?
iOS or Android. That's an iPhone or an Android. Listen to new apps streamed right to your mobile device. Download them for offline use. Share them with your friends. Don't share them with your friends. That's so gay. That's like, who's going to do that? Like, hey,
Well, how do you think the internet, how do you think social media works? By word of mouth. Share it's not good.
Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's right.
It's fucking share them with your friends. That's what you're supposed
and
to
more.
Do.
And more. What? Masturbate to them? What's the and more?
I don't know. With your friends
the app
and, your,
is
and your enemies.
Completely free and available now in the iTunes App Store and Google Play stores. Download the app now and take My Wife Hates Me with you wherever you go. On your honeymoon, to church. Heading into rehab.
Once an app is on your phone, you're taking it everywhere you're taking your phone.
I know. It's like so. Like, they're really trying to make it seem like, guess what? Now you can take. Who would want it to. Oh, I haven't listened to two bickering married people for a while. Oh, here it is on my phone.
Well, yeah. You want to. You listen to fucking.
It just makes me feel safe when I know it's there at all times.
You listen to podcasts on your phone?
I listen to podcasts all the time.
Okay, so. How do you
drown out your voice?
How do you get them?
on my phone, on an app.
Yeah. So how would they get them? On the phone?
App.
The Riotcast app, right?
Yeah, but I don't sit around going like, oh, thank God I have NPR everywhere I go.
But I thought there was already a Riotcast app. There
fucking was. No, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Okay, so what else? This is where it gets. This is where
there's
it
other
gets
good.
Complicated.
There's other good. By the way, there's other good podcasts on Riotcast.
Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah,
I think we're like one of the better networks because there's bigger networks, but you know,
but are they better?
Their quality doesn't, you know, compare to the quality on our network. Maybe their quantity is bigger, but their quality.
And a lot of them have like secret messages, like, you know.
What?
KKKs. I don't want to say. I just happen to know that a lot of the bigger podcasts, like Podcast One and stuff, they actually they give money to
don't
apartheid and stuff.
You really gonna get sued?
Look. I heard it from a pretty reliable source.
Well, you didn't mention any names, so keep it.
I said Podcast One.
What's Podcast One?
That's like a big podcast company. I did mention a name. Corolla's.
Are you a fucking idiot?
Podcast.
Are you stupid? Is that your opinion?
He injects AIDS into their water bottles. The people that work for him, so that they can never leave because they need to work there in order to pay for their meds. It's like a whole big thing. We don't do any of that.
I swear to God.
We don't do any of that.
If a lawyer calls, you're on your own. I have nothing to do with this. I swear to God, I'm not going bankrupt again.
Well, all I have to do is prove that he's putting AIDS into the water bottles of his staff. Stop doing that, Adam Carolla. It's gross, isn't it? Giving AIDS to your workers so they won't work somewhere else.
Is that? Do you think that's what's holding them there? AIDS? Do you think that's what's keeping them in his fucking podcast?
They're scared to follow their dreams because they don't know if they were gonna have.
Wouldn't you think he would hypnotize them or get a, you know, something else to keep him with the company, not AIDS?
Don't give him any more ideas. He's already doing enough.
Don't you think he would maybe hold him hostage in the building or
no? Because then people know this is completely. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, and the thing about AIDS is it's all secretive, so nobody's telling anybody else. You know, it's not like one guy comes in and goes, "Hey guys, I got AIDS." They're keeping it a secret.
Oh, so he's saying he's using that.
So they're all—they've all got AIDS. And none of them know that about each other. It's like lice. You don't tell people.
But how does that keep them in the fucking building?
Because it's expensive. If they go to another company, they might have to do some kind of medical thing.
Do you really think they're making money working at Adam Carolla's network? Do you think?
No, not enough. That's how he gets. He doesn't have to pay them a whole lot. They're scared to leave. When you get AIDS, you'll see. You don't follow your dreams. What happens? So that's one of the saddest parts about getting AIDS.
There's enough
you stop
medicine.
Following your dreams.
That's not true. There's enough medicine nowadays.
I talked to
like
Charlie Sheen about it the other day on the phone.
Well, you're on your own on all of this.
Charlie Sheen really has AIDS. I'm not making it up.
You're on your own. I don't give a fuck what happens when you get sued.
So there is a catch.
What?
You want everyone to get sued.
No.
Riotcast loves everyone on their podcast to get sued. That's bullshit. Second, and even more exciting, we are happy to announce the launch of My Wife Hates Me Premium. Boy, whenever you hear the word premium, you know what that means.
It's the best.
Money. Whenever you hear me say premium, think, I'm going to have to pay something. With Premium, you get exclusive access to the entire podcast archive, which include over 200 episodes dating all the way back to 2011. That's over 200 hours of content. Oh my God. Disgusting. In addition to the archives, Premium members will get access to bonus episodes, exclusive videos from the road, photos, and much more. I gotta do more what? Shit now.
Wait, say it again. I wasn't following.
I gotta do more shit. So yeah, we're getting paid a little bit of money, but you gotta do more stuff. So you're still really not getting paid for the podcast.
Listen to me. Can you fucking listen? That's extra bonus stuff if we do it. What's gonna happen is we're gonna keep up 10 episodes, the last 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. Then everything else goes that they have to subscribe.
They have to subscribe.
How much is it a month? Did you get to that
$19.99
part? $19.99 a month. Are you a fucking ass? You're going to get a suit and you're lying to them.
But I'm going to do these our listeners a favor.
What?
Not $19.99 a month.
I didn't mean to yell. Did I yell too loud?
Not even $10.99 a month.
Did I yell too loud?
Yes, you're acting crazy.
Because you
like you're not like you're not going to be able to actually
what?
You tell the set the record straight. It's just going to go out like that. $19.99. People are just clicking off. Well, forget that. Click.
Do you think we're going to have an argument after this podcast? Are you mad now? Tell me now. Are you mad or do you forgive me?
I'm putting it into the speech for tonight.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Watch your anger. You know, there is like, it's a weird thing how what? I said to myself, I never want to marry anyone who doesn't have a sense of humor. And yet, it feels like this is what's happening. You get angry if people are funny.
Here's the problem.
When it comes to money, you're right. No. I don't have a sense of humor.
No.
I got a nut to cover.
No.
I'm out of working my ass off.
No, stupid.
We do this podcast for free for the people. They never have to pay anything. You wanted to pay $19.99? They're not going to pay it. I know that. That's why I made it $10.99. That's too much. Okay? How about $1.99? Is that okay? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, people could pay $1.99. All right, then that's what we'll make it.
I'm not, first of all, I have a sense of humor, but when you're breaking in a new idea, you don't want to complicate it.
I know marketing.
You don't know fucking marketing.
You start with a high number, you get it down to $1.99, people go, oh, $19.99, I wouldn't do it, but $1.99.
And
we don't put AIDS into the water bottles at this company.
You don't want to complicate
as an incentive for people who don't like AIDS.
You don't want to complicate it any more than it is. That's all. You want to put it nice and easy. You want to explain to the people that 10 episodes will be free. The other episodes will be $1.99 a month. They take it out. How do you pay? Like, it's easy. And let me tell you some of the episodes that are going to be behind the wall.
Can I just finish this fucking stupid shit?
Why are you getting mad now? I'm trying to be, you know, just want to be funny.
Were you? That was your attempt at comedy? Oof. Remember last night when I go, you went to make an analogy, but you couldn't come up with the second part. So you just let it trail off.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, tell us. 30 years in the business. Come on, you can do it.
Yeah. Do you
That's
remember?
Funny.
All right, that was very funny. Remember
it's not
last,
funny in the retelling.
Remember
so
last night
off.
When I closed the show and just destroyed? Fucking destroyed.
I wasn't in the room, but I only know because you told me.
You could ask anybody.
Well, anyone who was in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking blew the room away closing
when
out.
When you were done and you were standing outside, were people coming up? Wow,
there
great
was a
show.
Fucking amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. They were coming up to me going, amazing.
Did they say how many people? Because sometimes I noticed Kevin Brennan did this on our radio show. He goes, people keep saying on Twitter to not flirt with Bonnie because you'll get mad. One person said it. This is what you would. I was like, oh, I guess Rich isn't the only one who does it. One person says it. Suddenly it's like everyone on Twitter is talking about.
Can you just finish this and we'll explain to the people what's going to be on there and then we'll move on.
Here's the best part. We're almost done. No. My Wife Hates Me Premium is only $1.99 per month. Not per day, not per week. Per month.
$2 a month.
$2 a month.
That breaks down to
minus
like 6
penny.
Cents a day. 7 cents a day.
Combine your premium subscription along with the free mobile app and get everything anytime, anywhere. We should put out our sex tape finally behind the wall.
We'll do that. We'll put out shit like that.
And then they can get it for $1.99 a month.
I'll fuck you on the podcast right now.
So go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click the Go Premium button to sign up now. Go to the App Store and get your mobile app for free to go with it.
Okay, so let's explain this to the people.
No, they know. They get it. They get it way more than you get it. Trust me. They get it.
How do they sign up?
They're going to go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme. They're going to click the Go Premium button. They're going to sign up for it. $1.99 a month.
For us. And they take it right out of their credit card, like for like 6 months or whatever. It's like nothing. And behind the wall, some of the things we're going to put, We're going to put...
I'm sure you can just do it on your app, and it's like it comes out of your iTunes account.
Whatever. We're going to do it on... we're going to put up the live show that we did from the Village Underground. The Would You Fuck Me show. That's going to be on radio. We're going to put up the live podcast we did last night at Skankfest.
That was a good one.
With Big J was
so
our
fun.
Marriage counselor. There's going to be some really funny shit on there.
But there was some special guests too. Some very big...
Oh yeah,
big name special guest
on this podcast right now. I'm going to pull the shade down. I'm going to have Bonnie give me a little head. Just a little bit.
No,
because I'm excited.
Stop it.
Why you don't want to be?
You have children. You have grown children.
Yeah, what are you saying? Do you think my daughter's listening to this podcast?
I don't give a shit. It's come on. I have a little bit of respect for yourself.
For myself.
Yes.
To get a little head during a podcast, that's what brings numbers.
Really?
Up.
Really? Is that why you became a comedian, so you could get head on a podcast? I mean, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't become a comedian to give you head on a podcast.
I can't go down on your own podcast.
I don't want to. Enough with the sexual bullshit. I don't feel like talking about sex. I don't feel like doing it. To be honest, no. I don't feel like it's enough with it. Everybody's so gross.
What are you talking about? Who's gross?
Just everything in life is too sexual now.
What are you, a fucking prude?
I don't know. It's like it turns me off.
You want me to play Dear Prudence by the Beatles while you do this lecture? I'm just trying to...
I'm not giving you a lecture. I'm telling you my thoughts. I'm not fucking giving you... I don't think that's like a crazy thing to be like, yeah, I'm not going to give my husband fucking head on the podcast.
Not to the end. Just a little slurp slurp so they know...
I'm getting pissed off now.
You're getting mad?
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you think the AIDS in the fucking bottle was...
That is truth.
That's truth?
That's real.
You know what you're turning into?
What?
Just like a fucking...
A dude?
Well, no. You're turning into some like suburban person that doesn't want to create.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Because I don't want to give you oral on the podcast. Is that what? First of all, I'm already doing a podcast that I don't feel like fucking doing.
You love doing this. How many times have you said, I can't wait to do the podcast?
Never. I've never said it.
She sometimes will stop in the middle, like tell me to pull.
Oh my God.
She'll tell me to pull over and go, you got to hear this idea for the podcast.
Like,
she'll throw out
God.
All these ideas. And
I might have ideas for the podcast, but I don't, I've never been like, woo! Can't wait to get do.
Yeah, this morning when we woke up, she brought me coffee, and her exact words. When she handed me coffee, she went, podcast day. Today we do it.
When I'm whistling, you know it's podcast day. We're doing the podcast today. Yesterday when you told me how to do the podcast, I threw my phone at you.
So we did Skankfest last night at the Creek and Cave. We did a live podcast. It was, you couldn't get a seat in the room. Small room, but you couldn't get a seat. Everybody came in. Fucking audience was great. Great audience. I guess a lot of fans of My Wife Hates Me podcast. A lot of fans of Big J, who was our marriage counselor last night. And
he was so funny.
He was great. He was perfect. He was you know what? Every marriage counselor we've had has been great. They're friends of ours. They get us, we get them. We all get comedy. So it just works out so fucking funny.
But you know what, he's so good at, like, when you're being funny, if you say something funny, he's so good at knowing exactly what you mean and then like adding to it or explaining it further.
And laughing.
And yeah, being funny about it. But like, you know, there's a couple times like when I said the thing about you coming back from first class to give me cookies or whatever, and then he was adding to that. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Then another guy came in and sat down, and it was killer. And then they had a stand-up show.
Another guy, big act. Important act.
Then they did the stand-up upstairs. Mike Fans, I can't say his last name, for Mike something Fanucci, or he's like Big J's old roommate, or Big J's girlfriend's roommate.
He's on. He writes on.
He writes for those guys. Crank Anchors. No, what do you call it? On True TV. What the fuck is the name? Why is this slipping? Do you know the name?
No, I can't think of it.
Why is it fucking slipping my mind? Sal, and you know, on fucking True TV. Haha, we got you. No,
We Got You show.
You know what I'm talking about. How can we not think about it?
I wish you knew how to use your computer because you could just.
I do know how to use everything.
Well, then Google it right now.
No, because this is something we should know. We're friends with that guy, Sal, basically, not the other. We don't know the other guy.
Anyway, who cares?
Impractical Jokers. He writes for Impractical. So he hosted. Then another comic went on. I didn't see who it was. Did you? Was it that tall guy? No.
Oh, I don't know. Was there like, because it was. It was somebody and then Todd Glass, then me, then you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I closed it out.
Who was the first person?
The guy who was the host. There was no host. They brought people up.
Him. But then there was somebody else before Todd. Who was it?
I don't remember. That's what I'm saying.
It was like a big act, too. Oh, it was Bobby.
No,
Bobby Kelly.
Was,
yeah.
No, he was on the show before us. He was on the.
I'm almost positive it was Bobby.
100% sure it wasn't.
Then they switched it around.
Yeah, it wasn't Bobby.
Okay.
And then Todd. It was somebody, then Todd, then Bonnie, then myself. And the crowd was.
Fantastic.
They got everything, even like fucking obscure ad-libbing weird shit. And you got to trash the festival, their skank fest that they're doing tattoos in the fucking basement.
Yes.
You know, and go, you know, get your tattoo and have a tattoo. They're doing tattoos in a fucking. I mean, I guess you could do a tattoo anywhere if you had the right equipment and it's sterile. You know, they're all getting skank. What's their podcast called? Legion of Skank tattoos.
Legion of Skanks.
You know, Big J got a couple tattoos last night.
He did?
Yeah, at the end of the show, he got some. He showed me. I mean, the end of the night, he's walking out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, and some girl was a tattoo. Obviously, she does good work. She had good work. I know that on her arms. So we did that show. This week I was in Indianapolis and I had to do radio.
You're not going to talk about the fight on the way. That's what I thought the whole thing was.
It's a fight. We had a fight. We got past it. We made up. I don't want to get into
I know, but I physically abused you.
If we got a divorce,
you could like take all my money.
She threw a phone at me and punched me like 4 times.
In the arm.
And I'm thinking, this is a girl that's kind of CrossFit like.
I wasn't trying to like hurt you.
You punched me. You were violently punching me. Did you throw a phone at me and punch me four times?
I threw a phone at the window. I didn't throw it at your head or anything. I didn't throw it at you. I mean, I threw it like past your face.
Why would you try to break my window on your phone?
I don't know. I was so mad.
And did you punch me 4 times?
Yes, but not hard. Like on your shoulder, not like super hard.
But you punched me.
Yes.
Okay, good. You just admitted it to all the people.
Yeah, so okay, go ahead and like take my money.
I'll get a restraining order today.
Oh my, thank you.
I'll go get a restraining order.
Oh my God. My dreams are all coming true.
You know that? That's, you know, if I would have pulled over and called the cops, I could have had you arrested for assault.
Yeah, I know.
And she threw a battery at me.
A battery?
Yeah, assault and battery.
No.
That's what they call assault and battery. You never heard that?
I know, but why like did you make a pun on the throwing the battery?
I don't know. Is that what a pun
is? But why'd you laugh so hard?
Because it was funny because you didn't get it.
No, it wasn't.
Assault and battery?
Oh my God.
What she did was, you were in the car and she threw salt at me.
Well, yeah, you didn't do that part. You just did the battery, you dummy. Like,
she threw salt at me, then a battery.
Are we almost done?
So then we get to there, and Stanhope was there. He was just a fun guy.
He's great in bingo.
And his girlfriend is so cool looking. Her hair looks so cool. Like, what color was it? Like,
she's
blue?
She's very pretty.
Like, blue?
You know, she used to be bald.
Yeah.
When I first met her, she was totally bald.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, yeah? I knew her before you did.
You probably did. But she looked great. I think I even said it during. And he was wearing a bright yellow suit.
Yeah.
He looked fucking cool. He looks so young, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Like, he looks fucking, like, he doesn't age, that guy. Mm-hmm. And I think during my show, I, you know, he was pretty wasted. And I thought, you know, he was just like some, he's probably wandering around the Bronx.
There was a girl before, right before our podcast, that was like, she was like sitting down in the middle of the hallway. Did you see her?
Drunk as a skunk.
She wasn't drunk. I saw her at the end of the show. She was high. She was that high that she couldn't. I never saw anybody like fall down high.
Well, I wouldn't eat anything or drink anything around that whole place, scared that it was spiked.
Because people were doing mushrooms and
they do peyote.
Peyote?
Yeah.
I don't think they were doing that.
Don't they? Yeah, they do peyote. That's what they give you, peyote. Isn't that what that you got in L.A. and you gave it away? They gave you peyote?
No, that was mushrooms.
That's the same thing, peyote.
Oh, come on.
You don't think peyote and mushrooms are the same thing?
I don't. And also, although I don't know for sure, but I don't think they're the same thing. And peyote is like, I don't know, is that a drug that people do now? It's like,
peyote, that's what they do. That was the big drug. The Indians did it. Peyote.
Yes. Like,
I'll go on Twitter right now and find out.
No, you don't need to do that.
Why?
You wouldn't look up fucking Impractical Jokers, but you're going to go on Twitter. You make no sense.
I could just ask a question. Is peyote the same as mushrooms?
We can both wait for that answer. That's fine. I don't need to know.
I need to know. If you think you're going
to
leave,
if you
want
to know the answer to that,
so. I need to know if you think what that's a romantic.
We'll put it behind the paywall. $1.99. You can find out.
So I walked into the creek and cave and back on the patio. Stanhope is doing a podcast with, who's that guy we had on our radio show from the Comics Bible or whatever?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was interviewing Stanhope, and I fucking trashed that guy like a dummy. But Stanhope's pushing his book, mm-hmm. So get his book, whatever it is, because I guarantee it's good without reading it. If it's Stanhope,
yeah.
Anything he fucking does is golden. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him in that his outfit,
Killing Mother, I think it's called, something like that.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just making that up?
No, because in his special, I guess you didn't see it. You were such a fan of his.
I listened to his stuff.
You don't know that that's like one of his big bits, is that how he killed his mother?
No. I don't.
You know, like a mercy killing.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch specials like you do because I'm traveling too much. I don't have that time. But in the car, I listen to stand up every now and then. When he comes on, I keep him on. There's like five or six I cut off immediately. Immediately, the second I hear her voice.
Will you say their names?
No.
Oh.
No, because I don't want them to feel bad. It's not that their comedy's bad. It's just I don't like their voices. And their comedy stinks.
Wow.
Like five or six. Boom.
Done.
So get Stanhope's book. What's it called?
I don't know for sure. I think it's called Killing Mother.
But how cool did he... And his girlfriend looked... That her hair was so cool. I think she looks better with that color hair than bald.
You know what's interesting about you, Rich, is that you will tell a story with way too many details, and then you'll go on about somebody's hair and not describe it at all.
I said it was blue.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
It's very long and very blue.
But it looked cool.
It's so cool. Why don't you go fuck her?
I don't want to fuck her.
I think it's so cool.
I don't want to fuck her. That would be cheating.
Would it?
What did Stanhope say about he wanted to fuck you, but there was a reason he wouldn't?
When?
He said it to me, joking, yesterday. What did he say? I don't know what he said. He was, whatever.
Stanhope's almost, like, not nice to me, even.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's, like, fine, but it's, like, I can't connect with him. I don't know how to have a conversation.
Well, it's hard to connect with somebody that's doing peyote.
Stop with your dumb peyote. I like Bingo. We get along. We've had some fun times. No, I like, obviously, I adore Stanhope. I think he's really talented, very funny.
He's the best comic.
But it's not like we sit around, like, I would not sit around having a conversation with him without Bingo there, because it would be, or Lynn Shawcroft or somebody, because I don't know how to have a conversation with him.
Well, because you don't know him that well. Neither do I.
I worked for him. You know, I was like a writer on a show.
He's the best comic of our generation.
Probably.
Him and,
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Him and probably
Bill Burr?
Yeah, Patrice. Bill Burr.
Patrice died. He's out. He's out. You can't count him anymore. Sorry, Patrice. You stepped away.
I would say that. And we got to hear Joe DeRosa's top five on Sirius yesterday. We got to hear his top five on Sirius.
Joe DeRosa. Here's my top five. Maria Bamford, Woody Allen, Patrice O'Neill, Richard Pryor, and number one, George Carlin.
Because he rants and I
really,
like...
really stepping out on a limb there, Joe. Really? What? Who? Huh?
Pryor and Carlin?
What? Huh? Like even Maria Bamford is like, what? Come on. It's like so safe.
Is it?
I mean, you put a pedophile in there, so a lot of people don't know Maria Bamford's a pedophile.
You can get sued for that. Say in your opinion.
In my opinion. I've seen how she is around children.
You can't call people pedophile. They could sue you for slander. Do you understand?
I don't think so, because this is a comedy podcast, although all they have to do is listen to five of them before they realize that's bullshit.
We'll put all my slanderous things behind the paywall.
But why?
You'll have to pay $1.99. No one's going to pay $1.99 to Maria Bamford. Won't pay $1.99 to hear us talk about.
No, this will go. The last 10 go up for free. This goes up.
Oh boy!
Now
you got a problem with me, Maria Bamford?
What was
Bamford?
The reason DeRosa liked?
Come at me.
What was the reason DeRosa loved Carlin? Do you remember what he said?
I love ranting. I love original thinking. And so the first time I heard this guy, I knew this is what I want to do.
Well, you better get on it, Joe. You don't have much time left.
But what he played of Carlin wasn't really
the
ranting.
First thing Carlin said was, not enough people talk about pussy farts.
He wasn't really ranting.
Oh, Joe. I don't know if Joe actually picks the clips. Like that might be done for him.
Because, yeah.
I didn't hear what the Maria Bamford clip was.
Well, we turned on right at Patrice.
But I hope it wasn't about kids.
We turned on Patrice. You heard Patrice Pryor and...
Natasha Leggero's on Colbert tonight. I should say that if you want to... What is it today? What, Tuesday? Oh, this won't go up in time.
It'll go up Tuesday.
Her new show, Another Period, got a second season pickup. It's a funny show on Comedy Central.
She's funny.
She's very funny.
Do you think Joe considered her for the top five?
Has she done a NPR interview with Terry Gross? No, I'm going to take Maria Bamford.
Do you think we would be in Joe DeRosa's top 25?
No.
Not even in his top 25?
No.
Huh?
No, because there's still like so many people that are, you know, you'd have to put Joan Rivers in it. Patton Oswalt. Like, he has to, like, just go with...
Mark Maron.
Yeah, whoever.
Rogan.
Yeah.
Whoever what? Whoever can help him? Joe's not...
No, but it's like... It's like...
Who the public goes with?
No, it's just who every comedian thinks is the greatest.
Do you think he put Louis C.K.
Yeah.
before us?
Mm-hmm.
Would he put Amy before us as a comic?
No.
He's friends with Amy.
Yeah, I don't know if he would put her in.
So he wouldn't put me or you in his top 25?
No.
I'm upset. Why do you not think that?
Okay, let me just say, he's not going to put me in his top 25. If you want to believe, if that's what helps you sleep at night, oh, Joe's going to put me in his top 25.
I want to be in Joe DeRosa's top 25. Do you think he put, do you think he put Richard Zenny?
No.
What? It was fucking great.
Yeah, but it's not safe enough.
Todd Glass, would you put Todd Glass?
No.
Kindler?
No.
How could you not put Kindler or Todd Glass in your
he's
top?
He's gonna put.
Who's he gonna? How can you not put Andy Kindler in your
there's
top?
There's a lot.
He'll put
Stanhope.
Know,
he's gonna, he's
will
gonna,
he put Stanhope?
Yes.
Yes. Would he put? Okay. Who's Joe DeRosa gonna put in his top 25?
Let's. I do. Don't. That's not a fun game for me yes. to play. There's no way.
I'm gonna ask you.
Well, it's a free podcast. This is one of the free ones. This is what you get for free, you fuck faces. Why don't you pay $1.99 and get something interesting?
What do you put it?
Honey, I gotta go behind the paywall. Otherwise, you're just gonna do some bullshit about Joe DeRosa's top 25. They're forcing us, Sandy.
When DeRosa put, I want to know who's going to be in his top 25. Because it's top five.
If you had figured out
Lenny Bruce,
the phone.
Would he put Lenny Bruce?
Yes, yes.
He put
exactly.
Lenny Bruce?
Now you're on to it. Okay. Now you get it.
Would he put? Would he put?
I don't want to do this
okay,
anymore.
Okay, two more minutes. A couple more questions.
Two more minutes? That's like a lifetime.
Would he put Bob
people.
Newhart in his top 25?
No.
How? What?
I'm just, I just know.
I know, I know. How about these?
I know.
Two, Gary Shandling?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Sarah Silverman?
Yes.
In his top 25?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about
Judy Gold? No.
No? Not in the top 25.
No.
Bill Burr would be in the top. Bobby Kelly.
I don't know. Right on the edge. Right on the edge.
What about Norton?
No.
He wouldn't put Norton in his top 25.
He wouldn't put Norton in his top 2,000.
I think I'd make Joe DeRosa's top 25.
No.
I would make definitely 30. Top 30.
You might make his top 50.
Top 50.
I'm just, I know Joe. I know how he thinks.
How long did you date Joe before you met me?
Oh, about a year and a half. Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Would he put Jackie Cation in
his top 25?
He'd
be good to cuddle with because he's already in that position.
Would he put Jackie Cation in his top 25?
No.
He wouldn't put her? But they're from the same school.
No.
She's
the only reason he put Maria Bamford in his top five is because she got hot recently, you know?
No, Maria Bamford's great.
Listen, this is not about who's good and who's not. This is not. This is about who. It's like when you say, like, oh, he's the kind of guy like where you're like, what's your favorite book? He's going to be like, Catcher in the Rye. You know what I mean? That's who Joe DeRosa is.
Would he put,
he's going to like reference some classic.
Would he put that girl, Kelsey, who's the girl that opens
Kelsey the door? Cook!
Would he put Kelsey Cook
I'm
in
I'm coming for you, Kelsey Cook. You watch yourself. You watch yourself!
Would he put, is that her name, Kelsey Cook?
I drooled.
Welcome to my world. Don't you hate people to say welcome to my world? I hate it.
Well, only just because you did it.
What,
so I guess I do.
Would he put Kelsey Cook in his top 25?
I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay, all right.
I'm not doing it. Stop. Stop. Talk about something interesting.
How have things been going with you and Kelsey Cook? What's her name? Kelsey Cook?
Kelsey Cook? I don't fucking know people. Are you really mad at Kelsey Cook? Now I am.
Why are you?
Because it's irritating to not be gotten. When people don't get me, it bugs me.
Dr. Steve gets you.
Dr. Steve, turns out, is a comedy genius.
Is he?
He's a comedy goddamn genius. You don't want to be around him when you're dying, but if
well,
you're telling
with valuables,
jokes, he gets it.
With yeah. valuables, right?
Because yeah, he'll steal, it's a known fact, he'll steal your valuables.
We went to his house after the last podcast, and he does have all those glasses and shoes in the one room.
I thought you really went to his house. I was like, when did you do a podcast? What?
So he gets comedy.
He gets it. He understood that I was just trying to make you laugh, that I was being ridiculous and over the top. But there's some other people in the comedy community.
Yeah.
Felt the need to text you. Well, is Bonnie kidding? You know what? If you have to ask, is Bonnie kidding? You better go fucking shoot yourself in the face. In that particular person's case, it would be an improvement to their overall look.
That's not nice.
Yeah, well, don't fucking ask if I'm joking, you piece of shit.
Well, you could come off angry at times.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's is anybody really going to sit around calling someone a cunt that they don't know? Like, that would be like a crazy person. I'd have to be like, literally, it'd be like, was Bonnie serious? And are you checking her into a mental institution? Is she going to the psych ward? You'd have to ask those two questions in the same breath. If you thought there was any seriousness to it at all, you'd have to be like,
well, I'm sure he didn't hear it. I'm sure she didn't hear it. I'm sure people went up to them and
said, if anyone that's listening thought, oh, I think Bonnie was serious about that.
Excuse me. You ever taken too much saliva by accident?
You're not supposed to choke on the podcast. That goes behind the paywall. Something people really want to hear.
They're going to pay $1.99 a month.
I think he's dying. I think it's happening. They're listening on their heads.
I had a physical.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's happening.
I didn't talk about my physical.
What if you died on the podcast? If you are going to die, you should do it on the podcast. And I'll put it behind the paywall. I promise you that.
Okay. I fucking went for a physical last week.
And then I'll promote the fucking shit out of it.
On what? How would you promote it?
I'd go on every other podcast. I'd go on TV, any TV show, Entertainment Tonight. So yeah, my husband died on the podcast. You can hear it if you
pay $1.99 a month.
Pay $1.99 a month, and we'll get some. I got it, honey. Can I use your account? Pay $1.99. Rich Ross might die on it. Sandy, give me your credit card. That was a bad one. Don't make me dizzy. When you tell me to do it, I
don't
do it.
It's not right.
I saw you point because you know I look behind me when I do it, which is ridiculous and weird that I actually would turn around like I'm really. I get into character.
That's what you do.
I know, but this.
You're a character actress.
I know, but I feel him come into my body and it happens naturally. When you point for me to turn and look and do it, it's never quite right.
Okay. All right.
So stop. Stop doing it.
All right.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just was trying to help
you. First of all, Sandy's sick. A lot of people don't know that.
What?
Sandy's sick.
What's wrong with her?
Well, she was working with a Corolla's podcast studio, and she got AIDS. They don't know. That's how she got it. He blamed her past drug use. You know, she said, I never did intravenous. Nah.
Well, we're going to go out to dinner tonight for Father's Day. We have time now. We did everything we were supposed to do today.
I have a 7:30 phone call, but...
With who?
You know, about... I'm doing a set on a late night. I don't want to say what it is.
At 7:30?
Television show. So she was going to call me at 4:30, but... I can't do it at 4:30.
All right. Let's wrap this bad boy up. Let's do some plugs. Do a little more comedy. This Thursday, one night only, Good Nights, Raleigh, North Carolina. This Thursday, the 23rd, I need 300 people there this Thursday. I don't give a fuck how far. You know, someone came to see me the other night in Indianapolis and drove like 4 hours.
Oh, God. That had to have been a disappointing ride home.
No, him and
just
his dad
kicking
came.
Himself the I whole killed. Time. I'm sure they were killed. Both just sitting there. What the fuck were we thinking?
No, I killed
on the way home. Oh God, live and learn. They probably said that a lot.
So
on the way home.
So this Thursday,
live and learn.
This Thursday, one night only. Then Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Wilmington, North Carolina, Dead Crow Comedy Club. I'll be taping my fifth CD, which I may call just five. I don't know. I don't know when to call it. It's either between legend or five with a Roman numeral V for Voss or five. What do you think? Big J came up with that.
The V? I like it.
And also this whole page. And if you're going to buy something on Amazon, look, just help us out. We help you out. Help, you know, all these podcasts, we're not doing this whole fucking donation bullshit yet. If you're going to Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com, amazon.richvoss.com. Tuesday night, you could hear us on Sirius from 7 to 9 on Opie's channel, 7 to 9. That's our radio show. This is our podcast. Bonnie, give some plugs. Talk about this wall thing, $1.99 a month.
Get the app and go fuck your mother. I don't know. We got 200 hours of content. It'll be in the archives. Premium members, premium. Always means money. Premium members will get access to bonus episodes, exclusive videos from the road. I'm not taking a fucking video on the road.
I will. Why not? You don't know.
Photos and much more. You could put your...
What? Some golf
your
stuff.
Your dick pic on there.
No way.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the best part. My Wife Hates Me premium is only $1.99 a month. Not per day, not per week, per month.
I thought it was $19.99.
We've slashed that. We slashed it.
To $1.99.
To $1.99.
Didn't I yell? Wasn't I crazy? Didn't I get crazy?
You got so crazy. I was scared. I almost threw my phone at you. I just want to do a shout out to Rob Sprance.
For what?
Who runs Riotcast.
Who does a great job.
He does a great job. He's always, you know, he's dealing with people who are not the easiest people to deal with, and he's never, ever put AIDS in the water bottles, as far as I know. So thank you, Rob.
Who else do you want to say thanks?
I wanted to end right there. That was like a perfect place to end. Thank you for not giving us AIDS, Rob.
See you later. We gotta go.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.